nothing more. But a couple people asked me after Shir, what would we say, according to the view in that fundamentally Eved Va'ama would have been the responsibility of the Bailim, right? So what would we actually say about Geneva, and especially about Kepa? Again, Geneva per se, that's the that's the Rambam's formulation in Perek Aleph. And that's Reb Chaim's Ha'ara, that that it must be that there's a tzad mazik in Geneva. But again, a little bit the question is mitigated by the fact that the Rambam, in my opinion, in any case, and understands that the Gemara is not telling us either on the Reis or Drabanan level that this is a technicality, but we really should have been this way. Rambam is trying to explain. By adding the factor of Choser Shmira, by emphasizing, that's an addition of the Rambam, by emphasizing what is in the Mishnah Yadayim but is omitted from the Gemara Bava Kama, namely the fact that we're dealing with the Bardas. So the Rambam is trying to explain why this is fundamental, and it doesn't work. But let's say you take the view of the Meiri, the whole thing's a Dindurabanan, or the Talmud or Benu Tam, that it's a Daraisa, but it's a kind of a Gzera Daraisa. So how far would we have, really have gone so far as to Mechayev Kefal as well? So that's the question that was posed to me. So my answer was that I think that instinctively I would say no, and that even according to the Ravon, put it this way, we already discussed that, according to the Ravon in Bava Kama, right, very much the formulation of, like the Meiri, but it's very much the formulation of, Maisa Mamona, are you chayiv from Maisa Mamona? But the Rabbanan Bava Metzia, who goes further and says that, it would have been based on Maisa Eved is Maisa Adono, which again, I think you can never ever say, that would limit you in terms of saying, even thinking about extending it to Isha or to Kinyan Peres, to Kinyan Aguf, or those kind of things. The things that, we already discussed. But that idea, which I think is very, very important, I guess that would get you closest to thinking, that even, even consequences, halakhic consequences triggered by maisim and not just, quid pro quo or, maisaveras, meaning, would possibly, be connected to the bailim. Even then, my instinct is that when it comes to the chiyuv kefel, you would draw the line, and you wouldn't say that it's that kind. That's a highly personal, I would say, Maisa Veira / Maisa Mechayev. So who showed it to me that the, or mentioned to me, that the Granat discusses that issue? Somebody mentioned to me?
Yeah.
Oh, you mentioned me, Noah. Yeah. So he says also not. I don't know if, I didn't get a chance to look at it. Does he explain why, or he just says no?
No, he thinks that, you didn't die that you would be Chayev.
Oh, you would be Chayav Kefal. Oh, I thought you told me he said he wouldn't.
No, the other way.
Oh, okay.
He thinks that Eved is Chayav from Adam Mazik, and then you're paying the Torah's Adam Mazik for
whatever he does.
Yeah.
Even if it's only B'torah Sodom, not because of Mais of Kemasacha.
Yeah, he thinks if it's Adam Mazik, there's a short, it'd be impossible to pay a Kefal. So in Daikon Ram, must be you're paying out Adam Mazik.
Wow.
Give me the line if you want.
You have it there?
Yeah.
So, but he thinks that would be true even for Kefel. Okay. So I think that is, again, no, clearly that's very mechudash. I think for fundamental reasons that you would not say that. But that's an interesting. Where does he say this? Here? Yes, stuff on Bava Kama? What?
Kufi
Beis.
Yeah.
Oh, what's he doing, Bava Kama, Kufi Beis?
Mom Hamazik.
Oh, okay. All right. anyway, so that's an interesting Bakar to know, but there's no Raya for it, as far as I know. Just Svara. I would think Misvara definitely not, no matter what you say, even according to the Rabbah. But, okay. Okay, back to Bor. So, we started discussing the Chakravatari of the Gemara here, and we've noted already that the what we have is a very interesting Chakravatari. The Gemara originally thinks that Bor Yud Bor Tes constitutes Avanatolda, And in the continuation, right, the Gemara, suggests that we're dealing with base avos. Right. So it's hard to know how to assess, either one of these. And I was suggesting that if you look at other models, you spend a lot of time on Av and Tolda other models, and the question whether or not there's some sort of a, derogation with some sort of a hierarchy. With regard to Avos Nezikin, again, we have the comment that, that we found in the Shidduch Kubetzes, the Ha'ara that, you need a Gzeres HaKasev in Shabbos, Achas Mehena, you don't need Gzeres HaKasev in Bava Kamma. It seems like a more natural application. But, of course, this is a little bit of different. And then, of course, we had the discussions, again, in Mechalia Karna Shalach Shluchei, Kiyigov, Tam and Muad. The other cases also, whether these are, Avos and Toldos, these are two Avos, they're really the same Av. So it's not definitive. Then we talked about Shabbos Me'ina Malacha, the two perspectives on Me'ina Malacha, and parallel again in Tumah, Mishka Bazav, and Cherev Kachalo. So we know that there are different legitimate models to choose from here. But in terms of Nezikin itself, we don't have so much, extra, information. What the Gemara ends up saying about Abono Sakino Maso, for example, which ends up being the Tolda Bor that they're looking for, at least initially, is there any, downgrading in the hierarchy there in that case? Alex? Avono Sakino Maso, Yoshenicha versus Arabim. Right, and somebody was damaged as a result of that. So that's what the Gemara ends up saying is an example of Bor. And then the Gemara says, okay, but fine, it's still Kiyotze Bahen. But Kiyotze Bahen, meaning identical, or Kiyotze Bahen Yerchayiv and the Dinam apply, but there's still kind of a hierarchy, and that Bor still has, more stature than, and maybe there are other Nafkaminas, and so on. What would you say about that? Just very briefly.
I mean, it would seem that there is enough Gemina as far as discussing about Hevel.
Excellent. So Tosis Alatar, right, and other Rishon bring it up, and they say, I don't understand, according to the view that Bor's Mishum Havalo, which we still have to talk about, we're not going to talk about that right now, but, and not Mishum Chavata, right, and there's one view in the Gemara, that's Makokas, right? Whether it's only Mishum Abala or also Mishum Abala, in Chabata, the Karka Olam. So according to that view, how is it a Tolda? What's Tosa's answer? Everybody agrees that even if you hold generally that Bor is only Mishum Havala because of Karka Olam, since this is Karka Didei or Chavata Didei, everybody would agree that this constitutes Bor. So that remains an interesting open question in terms of being an example of an Av and a Tolda, right? Because the question is, if you think that you can swap out the Chavata part for the Havala part, so then it's the same. But it's certainly very reasonable to think that, even if we conclude that this is a sufficient Tolda Bor, it is not equal in terms of its stature. Because there's enough there to be Bechayev, you, according to Likula Alma, but it still doesn't have, part of what makes a Bor, the Hevel. So this is particularly an interesting question, right? perhaps the more we look at Bor as being very singular, this is what we're going to expand on today a little bit more, although we've definitely made note of it already, and especially the more we think that singular nature of Bor is responsible for its deep, meaning the perspective that we're about to discuss more, the shame bore, or the yitziras hamazik, is what's koveya. So then to say that there are different levels of bore is something that, you know, becomes more serious. In a way, it's a little bit occasion, and we'll expand on this in a couple of minutes, by the Mishnah on Daf Nun Amud Beis, which is also the background of our sugya here, as well. All right, Alex, just quickly, the Mishnah on Nun Amud Beis.
Achufir bor brishus harabim benefel sechu shor chamor chayev. Echad achufir bor shiach ma'ara haritzen in the itzim chayev. Imkein lamanam ar bor. Ma bor sheish bo kedei lahamis asarat tvachim. Af kol sheish bo kedei lahamis asarat tvachim. Hayipchusim asarat tvachim benefel sechu shor chamor. Umeis pater. Dimhuzak bo chayev.
Yeah. So the question is, to what extent is bor different than Boros, Shichin, and Ma'arin, right? And what, to what extent is there a hierarchy even there, either in Hava Mina or beyond? Because, again, the more you look at Bor, you know, homogenized, we'll call it, you know, or generalized, then, you know, the differences between Bor, Shiach, Ma'ara, you know, Avano Sakino, Maso, you know, let me say it this way, Bor Misa, Bor Nezek, you know, mostly it all comes down to the same thing, right? You know, Dark Alahazik, Shmirasan Alecha, you know, he's a Kavamazik, Chayv Lashalim, Mimetav Aret. The more you think in the end that once you throw Bor into the mix or whatever, everything gets neutralized out and we're dealing with something more general and broader. So all these possible Chilukim, you know, are neutralized. But as long as we think that bor is very, very mechudash, so just on a technical level of saying ein lecha bo el chidusho, or just, you know, invoking zeros hakasuvs, but, you know, we're going to explain, you know, I'll say it right now. In my opinion, if you want to say ein lecha bo el chidusho and you want to say it's zeros hakasuv, so then that is going to make much more attractive the perspective that the way the bor works is through the shame bor and the yitziras habor, the yitziras ha-takala, creating the takala. And once that is true, and you've kind of removed it a little bit, it's a totally different either type of nezek, or at least perspective on nezek. The reason I'm saying it in two different ways is because once you have bor out there and you see it, you know, in very different terms, you can then wonder, as I've said before, you know, what impact that has on reassessing some of the other mazikin, right? But you know, certainly Aish, and maybe even some of the shores, right? But once that is the case, so the idea of Ein Lecha Bo El Chidusho, but in a very logical way now, like what constitutes Yitziras Hamazik or a mazik, a chalos mazik, as opposed to something which may cause nezek, but it isn't necessarily a mazik, right, per se. And that is going to affect, as we'll see in a moment, how we look at many of these issues. So the more we are focused on what is very singular about bor, what seems counterintuitive about, you know, applying it as a regular nezek, you know, in the normal ways that we think about it, you know, obviously that will, you know, facilitate much better understanding of some of the other anomalies of bor. One would expect that. But what I'm suggesting is, not just because it's a chiddush that don't ask questions, or it's a chiddush we can't fathom it and therefore it is what it is, but maybe even if we wouldn't have anticipated that, you know, this other perspective would express itself in some of these nafka mina, but if there's still a pattern that it fits in terms of the way that it does. So saying like, you know, Avono Sakino Maso, you know, seems to be very bor-like, but it's just a tolda, you know, and that it's not the same as bor, you know, and it's a chiddush, it's an extension of bor in a way, or it's a lesser form of bor, but still a bor. You know, all of that is going to make much greater sense. Even more so, the question of multiple avos. Makes sense. Again, if multiple avos as we said before, based on the other paradigms of Me'inav and Tahara, etc., if it means, you know, the most innocuous one, meaning this is not even an Avinu Tolda, this is, you know, Zoreya v'Noteya when there's no difference between them, that's when they're equal of stature, and therefore you can just totally swap them for anything. It's the same Mechayev. No one thinks, well, I mean, I shouldn't say that, because some people do. But we don't think that Zoreya and Noteya are different Mechayevim. What we think is that they are totally equal, you know, cases of triggering growth with a certain level of stature to the tzura, let's say, of doing that. The huadin, that's what we mean when we speak about, you know, an av, you know, lemisa and an av lenezik. And what we're really saying is that it's even less than the difference between an av and a tolda, because it's just different applications. I mean, there's a threshold for misa, and there's a much lower threshold for nezikin. So a boar is a boar. It's the same boar. It's the same chalos boar, you know, possibly. It's certainly the same mechayev of boar. And, you know, but there are boars that are a threat to, you know, life and limb. And life. And there are boars that are a threat to limb, right? And to just, you know, to damages. And that's a very natural chiluk and a natural application. But it's still one concept. It's the same single boar. Or no, the bigger payoff is the idea here that the Gemara is telling us that there really are, you know, two boars. So by saying that there are two boars, right, if you ask me, this is the key to the whole sugya, in my opinion, the best way to explain two boars in a bigger way, right, is the idea that that boar just operates differently than the other mazikin, right? And therefore, it's the action in boar is all front-loaded. You know, it's in the creation of the takala. That's a mechala. Or being machzik the takala. But even better, yitziras ha-takala. And if that's true, so then, like, assessing what this is a takala for in advance, labeling it, designating it. Again, it didn't have to be this way necessarily, but in the reconstruction that it is this way, you know, is not only reasonable, but in some sense very compelling. Ain't a dome, right, a life-threatening takala, you know, to a financially threatening takala, if you want to look at it in the most extreme ways, right? Once you bring in limb, you know, so you could say, oh, you know, that's also a din of takala, right? Or maybe misa is just more financial, you know, too. What I'm saying is, the more you want to think that there's an av b'fnei atzmo and an av b'fnei atzmo, and we really mean it, right? The more we're looking at kind of an a priori assessment of what this is a takala for, and that's defining it, and it's less contingent upon what actually happened than it is on, you know, the prediction of what might have happened. Because again, this whole perspective in Bohr, you know, I've mentioned it before, requires, and that's part of its kiddush, requires one additional huge leap. Right? And that is, again, if the perspective in Mazik, that is a reconstruction of what happened, and where there's a Maisa Hezek, or a lack of Shmira, or a Hezek done by, you know, your mamon or whatever it is, so it's a very direct correlation, right? I mean, there's a Maisa Hezek at some point, and or a Choser Shmira, and therefore a Maisa Hezek, or whatever, that contributes to Maisa Hezek, and that's why you're Chayiv. And there's a financial loss, and you pay for the financial loss. Nothing happens, you know, before it happens, right, or too much in advance of it happening, and therefore everything is, you know, very proximate and very clearly linked. However, if we're going to make the argument that yitziras a takala or bailus of a takala, those are slightly different, but if our purpose is now, those are, you know, details, right? But what I mean is, where the focus is going to be on either creating or owning, you know, or keeping the takala itself, so then of course you have the question, and that is, you know, well, I mean, if nothing happens, you don't have to pay. Right? So one would have thought, I mean, you could have said, oh, you know, being machzik or yotzer or bailim of a takala, the chepta shal takala, is what you're chayiv for, so you should pay. Oh, you should always pay. Or, since you don't, once you don't, im kvar az kvar, then you should never pay. Because, you know, you're not paying for the guy falling into the pit. You're paying for having created the pit. So if you don't pay when you create the pit, or when you create the pit and nothing happens, why should you pay when something does happen? Right? That's the big chiddush of Bor. The answer is that, you know, that you're only going to be chayiv tashlumin, you know, when there is a nezek, and you know, you're chayiv for yitziras hatakala leinyan, the effect that it has. That makes it a little kind of more, you know, divorced from it, or a little more kind of a knas type of thing, or certainly more of a chiddush, you know, but not completely. But if that's the case, so then that anticipation, that the creation, the ownership, everything that happens before the nezek is actually a lot more important than the hezek or the nezek that takes place. The only thing about the hezek and the nezek that's important in Bor, unlike every other mazik, is the you know, the linkage problem that I mentioned before. Because if nothing happened, you wouldn't be paying. So if something happened that isn't connected enough, then you're not going to pay either. So you'll get kulas and chumras. You'll get situations where things happen, you know, which you would think you should be paying for, which you're not. And you'll get chumras, well, you'll be paying for things that you think you shouldn't be paying for, right? But it's all because the ikar, you know, critical moment is the yetziras habor. And that's the mechayev. But once that's true, it's not muchrach, but to say, oh, there are two types of bors, right? If it's, oh, I have a, you know, I was negligent in watching, you know, the takala that I created, and therefore I'm, you know, Sheval Tasa, but still connected to the Nezek. Or you want to say even more, so another fancy Kiddush, which also may be true. The Yetzira Satakala, you know, is Igloi Milsalam Afreya, the Maisa Hezek. Okay. So in the end of the day, there should be no difference between, you know, a Bor Shel Nezek and a Bor Shel Takala. Because in the end of the day, right, the process is very similar. It's only the consequence that is different. But if we're talking about, you know, yitziras hatakala, creating the mazik, and that's what you're really chayav for, right? So then ain't a domet, you know, a killer, you know, takala and a nezek takala. You could have said that, you know, you're chayav for a killer takala, but you're not chayav for nezek takala, right? And if you are chayav for both, so we could have said, oh, Kamash Malan, takala is a takala. You know, especially the killing of an animal is also money, or the limb and damage of an animal is also injury. Whatever you want to say, right, but certainly we can understand, you know, that there might be a difference, and then some of these nafkamina are going to be much more likely. So basically, what it all comes down to is, again, how you read these Shaklat Tarius. Because, as I said before, once the Gemara on Hamad Beis admits that, you know, you can learn everything as a Tzad HaShavah, and the key is throwing in Bor of all things, so if that's just, you know, we all thought that Bor was tremendously Mechudash, once we put it in the mix, we're basically saying it's a diluted form of regular mazik, even though it's b'shev al tasa, even though it's after the physical action, even though the other guy walked into it, even though there's no bailus. All the even though's, you know, get neutralized out. You know, so, or no. Shodis bor, because, you know, bor is extreme and it remains extreme. And what the Rajba says about bor, the three things, which is why it's Einon Shem and Adin, they're all still true. The lack of bailus, right? The lack of kumbase, and the fact that the other guy is partly responsible for his own fate, or the animal. They walk into it. So the three factors that the Rajba points to aren't just kiddushim that we ignore. You could have said, and we don't. It's, we do, but. And we do but, and it's still the regular conventional mazik, or we do but, because it isn't the conventional mazik. This is midin yitziras hatakala. This is a totally different lechai. That's really what we are talking about. So, for example, with the Gemara, that's getting back to the Shaka Vataryas, and there are many, many more, but the ones that we've already seen. Right, when the Gemara in Gimel Amud Aleph says, oh, ma labor, shekein tchilas asiyaso, no, I'm sorry, give him a little bit of base. Yeah. Right after they bring in Avonis HaKinu Maso, Maish Nabar Shekein Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek. Right? So what is that? I mean, Kavanos HaLahazik we've discussed, Hanol HaZeko we've discussed, Matsu we've discussed. What is Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek? Yeah, that was a year ago. That was 5 years before the Nezek took place. Right? There's no statute of limitations. It's like, so what is that? Right? And then again, later on, what is it on Vav Amud Aleph? Right? Maishna bar shekein tchilas asiyasa l'nezek. So like, what is that? And on Vav Amud Aleph, we have four cases which actually test it. We talked about this in the hybrids. We still have a little more to talk about in the hybrids. But there are four cases in the Gemara, right? What are the four cases? Aaron? And Vav Amud Aleph? Right, when the Gemara says, Asuye Bai?
So we have Avno Sakinu Maso that we throw from the roof. And
no, wait, you didn't throw it from the roof. You put it on the roof and it was taken the Ruach Mitzuya.
Yeah. So if it's
so there, what's the fact? What's the question there? I'm just trying to raise the stakes a little bit. What's the question there?
Malabor shekein.
Ein koachachar murabo, right? Yeah. Okay. So you have a boar created not by a maisa, but boar created by koachachar murabo. Right, you put it somewhere, but a place where. Right, you can anticipate that it'll be nofel beruach mitzuya. We still have to talk about esh, right? That's a kula, chumra, whatever it is. Both, like some of the others, it could be both. Right? It's on the edge. Okay, so that's one factor. What's the second case? Boram is galga baragli other baragli behema. Right. Yeah?
Yeah.
What does the Gemara say about that?
So you have something that you could trip on and...
It's kicked around, right?
It's kicked around and then someone falls on it. So
Malabor, the Gemara says about that, not so simple.
So we have a suffix where Bor is shekeins koas asiyasa l'nezek. However, over here, it's... Usually by boar, shekein maso garmulo. Oh. Here you have an outside boar.
Yeah. So this koachachar mu'urabo, that was the first case. Here it's ma lebor shekein maso garmulo. But again, when? 20 years ago. This time it was 100 years ago. Right? Yeah? How do you know it was 100 years ago? No. Go ahead. What's the third case? Potkin bi boseyem, but garfin barosem. That's stuff we've done already. Right? The line, what does the Gemara say about that? Malabor, shekein shalom bershus. This is a case where you do something bershus, and you're going to want to know, are you going to be chayiv anyway? The government says you can empty out your sewer, and then somebody trips on it, so you have to pay. But the government said you could do it. So does the government giving you permission, malabor shekein shalom bershus, does it have to be shalom bershus, or not? It's still right connected to something that you did. The other ones are, you did it, but it's diluted, right? You didn't do it, somebody else did it, that part of it, Now you did it, but you did it with permission. And what's the fourth case? Kosol ilan shenafalu shesarabim veziku. Right? Malabor shekein tchila sasiyos al nezik tom bahadi shein tchila. You didn't do anything, really. You had a fence, and the fence fell down. Right? But it's your fence, so it's your obligation to remove it, but you didn't actually do anything. So why am I emphasizing? In all these cases, that's the discussion in the Gemara. Right? But this is all way before the Takala. And everybody agrees, we're talking about a situation where you have time. You have to have had time to neutralize it. Right? So what is that? The answer is because Tchilas Asiyasa Lenezek, right, is part of... So again, all this is just like to give Bor a little bit of a leg up. You know, it's Sheval Tasa. There's no Bailim. The guy walks into it. I mean, the guy, the animal, whatever, or the person, to the Nezek. So, you know, but on the other hand, Tchilas Asiyasa Lenezek, he did something in the beginning. Okay, fine. Or, this is the bigger, you know, idea, is no, the Mechayev was Yitzira Satakola. So since that was the Mechayev of what happened 100 years ago, or 10 years ago, or 10 minutes ago, you know, that's the Mechayev. So we really care, and what we care more deeply about that action. The guy fell in, he fell in. That's already Sheval Tasa. That's Kumma said. We're not saying that the what you did, or maybe we are, but now I'm not saying that. That what? That your action, Igloi Milso, was the act of Hezek that caused him to trip. Like, you know, forget about the time lag. We're not saying that. We're saying you created a takala, you're chayiv for paying. Again, if nothing happens, you're not going to pay because there's no loss. But any loss that results from your creating the takala is attributed to creating the takala. That's when the meter, you know, in terms of mazik, you know, begin. Till then, it's maybe like, you know, it's a lefneiv lesitei michshol or lesasim damim, or you know, it's not makke, but it's something like that, you know. And until that point, and now, you know, the financial meter for that action is kovea, but not because that's the ma'isa hezek. That's the ma'isa yitzira satakala. So then, maybe the integrity of that action matters more. I mean, maybe it has to be done purely by you, not koach acher murabon, not davar hamiskalgal. On the other hand, maybe it has to be a completely illegal act. It can't be done brishos, or you know, it wasn't tchila that way. This goes again when we talked about hybrids. What I was saying was, when you compare some of the hybrids, like how, you know, how much bor, how much eish is there here, you know. So again, if you look at the boar, in terms of, you know, the reality of the boar versus a rabbin, you know, so the how it got there, you know, seems like more of a trivial issue. So you say, oh, it's ikar boar and it's tafel eish. But once you think that what's mechayev in boar is the yitzira samazik, then that yitzira satakala becomes very important. Again, if you think the same idea, but it's not the maisa of Yetziras HaTakala, it's the bailus over the takala, right? And therefore the achray is for it, which is another version of saying the same thing. So then again, the Yetziras HaTakala is just a way of creating bailus, maybe, where there's no bailus, where there's no bailus, you know? Meaning if it's Rosh Hashanah or something like that. Okay, but it isn't the actual creating of the digging of the boar. Again, in the psukim itself, it's, you know, kiyichra, right? Kiyiftach l'lesso, maybe that's part of the issue here, we'll talk about that in a second, but kiyichra kiyiftach, right? The Torah speaks in boar about creating the boar. It doesn't talk about, that's the emphasis. Not like shor, and not like shein, and not like regel, you know, which have different emphases from each other, but all three of them, right, don't talk about, you know, being machzik the takala or creating the takala. They talk about the hezek. Here, the hezek in psukim and mishpatim is like an aftermath. This is what happened, you know, but what you're, and the mechilta makes a sahara, right? that the focus is on ki yikra and ki yiftach. So again, the question is, you know, once, if we're homogenizing, then this is all kulas and chumras. Right? Some are kulas and some are chumras. But if we're really not homogenizing, then bor, right, gets that huge and different emphasis. And explains a lot of things in the psukim. But one of the things it explains is how there can be more of a differentiation between bor lekatala and bor lenet. This is what I'm suggesting. And bor leneze. And it isn't just, you know, the application of the hechatimtzis, you know, how much money, what kind of money, you know, etc. It's maybe one could have thought that the whole din of bor would be limited to bor misa. Maybe that only that has a chalos shem takala in such a way, you know, that, you know, you're chayev for what you did, even though the meter, you know, is only defined by what happened as a result. But you're not chayev for what happened, you're chayev, you know, for what you did. Either way, the idea that there, so now I'm suggesting, maybe, that either this would explain why there are two chalos bors, are different types of takala. In a doma, you didn't have to say it. But in a doma takala lemisa to takala lenezek, those are different chaloses. Maybe. Right. Even in the animal world? And that's also part of the question. But maybe you could go even further. Right? What would really be sensational would be to suggest that this idea of the Yetziras HaTakala being the Mechayib, or being the Bailim, or Maksik HaTakala, or responsible for Takala, maybe that gufa is a difference between Bor HaNemis and Bor HaMazik. Maybe Bor HaMazik ends up being more like the other Mazikin, right? And Vibor is like the Bor HaMisa. Right? That's also something to think about. So then it wouldn't just be two chalos bors, whatever the nafkaminas are for that, which we're going to get to, you know, now. But it could end up even being different mechayvim themselves. Different chalos bors just means that a bor yud is not just a deeper bor with more consequences, you know, than what it was before you dug the extra tefach. That's a one kind of takala. This has a new shame, a different shame. That's already pretty sensational, if you ask me. As opposed to saying there's something called a bor, you know, and then how after as for the question what you're liable for, you know, that there are all sorts of ways to assess that. Like yesh omed lenezikin. Start, you know, going to sugin achot. If that's you think what it means. But what I'm saying now is not only is it not true that there's one shame bor, however, with different financial consequences, or one shame takala with different consequences, maybe there really are different shemos, different chaloses, different takalas. But that still doesn't mean that they are operating, you know, in a different fashion. That's a much bigger chiddush. But I think that's possible to say. Meaning that bor shel misa, the mechayev is yitzir satakala, a killer bor, and bor shel nezikin is a form of nezek. Okay. Then you'd get, you know, real nafkamina, other nafkamina as well, not just in the relationship between the two, but in parallels, you know, as well. Okay, so having said that, that's really what I wanted to set up. Okay, we'll look at the psukim more as we go forward, and some of the Shaka Vitaryas. Okay, but let's now actually discuss the details of this. Okay. So let's start off our discussion with they're intertwined. Two questions. Okay. One question is just an understanding of the psukim themselves. Yeah.
I was just wondering if. How does Rabbi Shmuel say, let's say, I wonder if Rabbi Yitzchak, even if you say Yitzchak Tekala is the Machai of Bor,
even if?
Yitzchak Tekala. So how would Rabbi Shmuel's statement that Victor was Mizaka the Rosh Hashanah so be significant? Pasnetz who said you have to be Ki'ilu, the owner of the board. Would that be same with Mechayev as Bailus, or that it might just be a side factor that is required in order to be Chayev?
So, again, right. I mean, you have the Gemara, first, just a little background, and we already discussed, but you have the Gemara here on Gimel and Beis, right, and a few other Gemaras like it also. You know, whether you have to have Mamono in order to be Chayev. You have Tosas here on Gimel and Beis, right, Lav Dafka Gabe Bord, Lav Mamona, Bechen Gabe Eish. Okay. You have the Rajba here, who mentions Shnei Dvarim and Mishusa Shalomatsan and Kasa Kil Mishusa. There's a Tshuva Sarajba, has a different perspective, which we'll get to. There's the Rajba on Beis on the Beis that we keep making reference to, where the Rajba thought that the lack of Bailus, you know, is one of the three factors of you know, Boris Chiddush, you know, and Ein Onshin, you know, Aladin. So, in a way, you have the parallel in, you know, there are two cases. That doesn't mean they're identical, but Shnei Dvarim Einam Mesusan Shel Adam Asana Kasav Kila Brishus. Right? One is Bar Brishus Harabim, and the other is Chametz and Pesach. So, for example, just in Chametz and Pesach, in Bar Brishus Harabim, it's clear that there's a debate in the Rishonim whether to quote this Maimer, member of Rav Yishmael, you know, to explain the Gemaras that say Mamoncha. So then we're taking it more literally. Or, you know, what we mean by that is, despite the fact that you're not the Bailim, or that you're the Bailim in a very different kind of a way, which I think is what you're asking. So, again, if it's Mamon Chahizik, and we're homogenizing, you know, with other Nizikin, like Shor and others, it's not Mamoncha. So then you have to say, oh, that's part of the Chiddush HaTorah. Shnei Dvar Menim Shusa Shom. You know, and Shnei Dvar Menim Shusa, Asana Kasav Kila B'Shusa. Meaning you created this problem, so even though you're not the Bailim, the Torah treats you as the Bailim Legabe, you know, this did. Whether it's in terms of Mamoncha Hizik, or Chi of Choser Shmira, or again, ki'ilu the your bor, and therefore you were mazik b'shev albeit b'shev altase. Any of those ways, you either have to say that it's ki'ilu there is bailus, or you have the equivalent of bailus in the sense of either, you know, just like shomrim or the ganav is nichnas tachtav. So that's because he, you know, is fully responsible or the most responsible person. The 2 days in Tosus and in Bava Kama later on, in a Kodes. So here too, what we're saying is, you know, you're the Bailim in that you created this, and therefore, you know, more than any other person at least, you know, you are responsible to protect other people from it, or what it does, or what happens in it is mitzurif to you, etc. You can go even further if you want. You know, this is our old you know, Roy Ashbach, you know, Kone Shamayim V'aretz idea, and that is, and this is not true of Chametz Pesach, right, and that is that when you create something, you're kind of a bailin. You know, there's a bailus created by Maaseh Yadayim, right, the Rabbeinu Sholem was Kone Shamayim V'aretz, he wasn't really, didn't make a kinyan on the world, he created the world, but the ultimate, you know, kinyan is creation. That's what we mean by a Roy Ashbach, like if a person, you know, Yored Besadish al Chabero, Shalom Birshus, you know, and he does something there. So the Gemara says that the owner can say, listen, whatever, I'll give you the least amount between the Hotza'os and the Shevach, because Aroy Ashbach, it's my land. You can't just go on my land. Even if you improved it and you grew things there, you know, and there's an income. You know, but it's my land, Aroi, you know, Karka Shali, Ashbach, right? But that aside, if it wasn't for Aroi Ashbach, it seems like Maaseh Yadayim is a, you know, is a kind of a form of maybe Inyan the lower amount that really is, you know, that really is, you know, effective. So that's what, you know, again, Reb Chaim has a piece in Uchel Shkenim, famous piece, you know, where he talks about, if a person is Zoreya, you know, Sadeh Shal Hefker, you know, that he is Chayiv B'Trumas Ma'isris, Minat Torah. Right, it's a Sadeh Shal Hefker, why should he be Chayiv B'Trumas Ma'isris? You know, he didn't make any Kenyan on anything. But he created the Tvua. So again, if he creates the Tvua in somebody else's field, that's a Roy Yashbach. You know, that's overridden. But if it's neutral, and he creates something, that's what he develops in that piece, in the Hoshkenim, you know, then Maisi Adayim is a Kenyan. So in a way, when a person digs a pit, Bershus HaRabim, I'm saying there are three approaches here. Right? One approach is that, you know, it's just either Xeris HaKosuv, four approaches. It's Xeris HaKosuv, you know, Asana HaKosuv Kila Bershusa. Fine. More likely, the Xeris HaKosuv is linked to this question of Tziruf, and again, the paradigms of Shomer and Ganer. That's the second approach, or whatever. Okay. The third approach is what I'm suggesting is that when you create something, Bershus HaRabim, right, even if you don't have technical kinyanim in the same way that you do, you know, when something, you know, belongs to you, you know, legally, titularly, right, that there is a din of Maisei Adayim, and that is also, you know, lechova, lekilkul. And that's what we mean by asan, akasuv, you know, ki'ilu v'shusa. The fourth way, though, and I think the easier way in all of this, is to say that you're not chayiv b'toras, you know, mamoncha shehizik, or the maitza hezek of mamoncha, which is mitzuruf to you, or choser shmira, right? You are chayiv because of yitziras atakala. So that doesn't need mamoncha. It means, it needs being the bala takala. You are the bala takala, you just may not titularly, you know, be the dine mamonis, you know, owner of it, but you created the takala. Now again, if we want to talk about just one more second, you know, the paradigm in Bal Yirah. Bal Yirah is a little bit of a different challenge in that the problem in Bal Yirah is a formal one, Isuri Anah. Right? And there's a question in general whether Isuri Anah is considered to be Lachem. You know, can you have Bailus on Isuri Anah or not? So there, you know, there are two ways, you know, to go with that question. Some people think it's the, and it is partially, the debate between the Ritva and the Ravid, quoted in a lot in the Ritva in Sukkah, you know, in Daf Lamed and Lamed Aleph and Lamed Hey in Sukkah, and the Ravid piece is also in the Ravid's Kuntras in Dine Lulav, you know, Ravid wrote a massive Kuntras on Yane Lulav, so he has a piece there. And it's a massive debate among the Achronim, you know, all sorts of chilukim are suggested in Machna Ephraim and the Xos and the Sivas and many, you know, the Mabit, and everybody, you know, weighed in, you know, on that question. So it's a little bit of a different issue. If you think that, you know, there is titular bailus in Isuri Anah, then it's much easier to explain why Balra by Matze together with Rishus Bor Rishus Rabin, you know, is Ki'ilu Bershuso. If not, so there happens to be a very major machlokas rishonim. What do we mean by, which parallels the Bor question, what do we mean, ki'ilu hu b'rishusa? So there are those who say, well, the Chiddush HaTorah is, even though it defies some rules, right, that you're the owner of the chametz. So for example, let's say you wanted to sell the chametz. This is the question. Are you the owner of the chametz legabe the iser of Bayra Bayimatze? Which is another way maybe of saying that you don't need to be the owner legabe Bayra Bayimatze. In that case, it would be similar to some of the things that we're saying about Bor B'Rishus HaRabim. You just have to be rotza b'kiyumo or mitzuruf to it. That's what we mean in both cases. Or do we literally mean that you need bailus and you are bailim, but you're only bailim legabe the iser of Bayra Bayimatze? But let's say you wanted to sell the chametz, you know, or if somebody were to come and take the chametz from you, would you be a ganav? That's an interesting question that the Achronim debate. What does asan akasav kil b'shusa mean? I guess three possibilities. You don't own it at all, but it's rotza b'kiyumo. That would be parallel to some of the things we're saying about Bor. You own it, but rak legabe the iser, also parallel, or because of the Iser, Asona Kosov Kilo Bishu, so you really own it. Okay. The Rambam, as we all know, explained, big Chiddush of the Rambam, that you can get, you'd be Chayv Malkus for Bayiroa, Bayimatze, if you bought Chametz on Pesach. That's what the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Chametz Matzah. It doesn't have a Mokar. So the Ramban, in the beginning of Psachim, asks the question. He says, I don't understand. You know, it's Kilu Hubershuso, but it's Isuria. No. So how can you buy Chametz on Pesach? How could you do that? Right. That's a little different even, because that says the Rambam hold that Rambam's Kiddush is not only that it applies, that Dini Mamonis applies, Dini Mamonis ownership applies to Chametz Pesach, but that you can acquire it, and that's the Pashtus of the Gemara. If you are the owner of the Chametz at the moment when it becomes Yisra Anah, so then you continue to violate Bayiro Bayimatzeh. There wouldn't be Bayiro Bayimatzeh if not for that Din, because it's always Yisra Anah. But can you become an owner such that you will then be chayev Bayiro Bayimatzeh? Right, the Rambam has two cases of Malkus for Bayirah. One is if you make Chametz, and the other is if you buy Chametz. Both are Mechudash. You might have thought also, if you make Chametz on Pesach, maybe that's not under the rubric of Rabbi Yishmael. Because you didn't own it before. But even if you think making it, a similar situation, right? Konei Shemayim Varetz, you know. Even if making it will work, it's not so clear that buying it will work. Now, I don't want to confuse you with Rabbi Matzah. But the parallel to Bor B'Shus HaRabim is well worth thinking about. Right? What exactly do we mean by that? So, all I'm saying is, in the more conventional views of Bor as a Mechudash, but regular Mazik, despite being Shebal Tasa, despite not being B'Shus Ha, in a typical way, despite you know, all the anomalies about it, you know, so you're going to operate with either, you know, there is bailus and how much bailus, you know, it's bailus of yitzira, but it still works, you know, for nezek. It's just tziruv because that's all you really need, like shomer and ganav. But the more you think that bor is really about yitzira satakala, it just becomes much, much easier to say that's what we mean. You know, that Shnei Dvarim Asana Kasav Kilo Bishuso. And that we don't mean it at all. You don't have to buy them at all. Yeah.
So the irony of that shot would just be that Rabbi Shmuel's line now is ironically highlighting how unique Bor is from the other Abbas Zizikin.
Yeah.
Meaning, so Ki'ilu is that doesn't have to be like the other Zizikin.
Right. Yeah. Again, you have to still deal with the question of Eish and with the question of the other Nazikim in the case of Shomer and Ghana. But they're much easier to explain.
Right. You know, well, yeah, because it's the Russian Bailos.
Yeah, like you're talking about the one on Kodesh, so I was talking about before. Yeah, 100%. So that's the answer to that question. Okay. So now let's talk. Yeah.
It's not more than a small question of when you make a bore in your ownership, so you're not.
Yeah, conscious. We'll talk about it.
I mean, that's even more, that's not really serious.
Well, maybe it is the second that you are, unless you say, we'll talk about it. I don't want to talk about that now, because that's a whole different sugya. But whether the act of hefker isn't yitzira sa takala then, because there's no such thing as having a takala when you're the bailus. There are two other questions very connected to this little foray that we weren't going to, but just went into. Meaning, the question of what we mean, you know, whether there is or isn't bailus for bor, and what we mean by Rabbi Yishmael, which is very critical, 100%. I'm glad we'd have to at some point anyway. We'll probably still do some other things about it because I want to show some of the Rishonim about it. But and those are the question of Rabbi Shmuel itself. Namely, how, you know, again, it's ironic because, you know, Shnei Dvarim Einim Shusam Asana Kosov Kil Bershuso. So you would think that if it actually was Bershuso, you know, Ein Lechabar, you know, Gadol Mizeh. But as we know, that's part of the debate between Rav and Shmuel, right? Maybe bailus is always by definition, you know, mutually exclusive with chiyuv bor. Again, there's no other, so let's talk about this for a second, but we still need to look at the Rishonim and what they say about it. But we have Rav and Shmuel a few times in our Shakta Vatarya between base and bab and base, right? So there could be other explanations. Right, more technical explanations, but again, when it comes to, you know, everything else, you know, being the bailim is a reason to be mechayev you. So why all of a sudden, you know, for Rav, is it a reason to be poter you? So you could say, oh, because at the end of the day, even if you homogenize Bor, right, the fact is that factually what the Rajpa says is still partly true. They mean that the guy is walking into the... So it's one thing he walks into a Takala Brishus Arabin. It's quite something else if he actually walks into your Rishus. So it's an expansion of the din, you know, that you're going to be Potter, you know, Brishus Amaz. Question is that really a compelling argument, right, when the Rosh HaMazik, you know, is surrounded by Hefker, right? Or is a Takala. You can say regular Rosh HaMazik, because what are you doing here? But you can't say that about somebody, you know, who's walking Rosh HaRabin. But that's one approach. The other approach is that if the Mechayiv really is Yitziras HaTakala, right? So as long as technically, you know, it's Birshusi, maybe that Mechayev doesn't work. In terms of being Mazik, somebody, and responsible for the Maisa Hezek, the moment of the Nezek, and so on, that, you know, again, unless you say what I just said a second ago, but in terms of anything else, you know, it's very hard to say that. But if we say that the Mechayev is, you know, that you built this takala, you created the takala on your own property. So number one, that helps a lot with Rav. And also, then it helps a lot with what Natan is asking about. What about Hifkir? You know, he created a boar in his own property. That's fine and good. And then Hifkir Rishuso below Hifkir Bora. Or what about, no, let's say Hifkir Rishuso, both cases, right? Hifkir Rishuso below Hifkir Bora. Or Hifkir, you know, Bora Urashusa. Right? So, in the end of the day, is a Maisa Hefker ever called Yetziras HaTakala? Like, it's a legal Yetziras HaTakala. He built this Birshus. So, again, in terms of letting loose something on other people, none of these things should really matter. If the moment, the critical moment is the act, is the moment of the Nezek, right, and your achrayus, you know, is not to, you know, you're responsible for the sheval tasa that your actions, you know, end up causing. Very hard to explain why any of these things would matter. But if we're trying to define yitziras hamazik, you know, maybe that's not yitziras. Anything you created, you know, is the hefker this mana yitzira now? That's what I'm asking. So that becomes, in both of those cases, Hifkir Boro and Rishuso, and just Hifkir Rishuso below Hifkir Boro, that becomes an interesting question. Okay, now, let's get back to the local things first. We're going to hopefully have time to see much about these other questions. Okay, so number one, are we talking about two avos of Bor? And how does that work with the psukim? So the best, before we get to anything else, of everything, as we already noted, right? Right, Ellie mentioned it the other day, I think, is Yerushalmi. Right? Yeah? Ellie, you mentioned it, right? The Yerushalmi says?
When it comes to a boar, you had your project for Canaan, but you weren't that high for Canaan?
Number one, a huge nafkamina we got in Canaan. And number two, the idea that two psukim, two different psukim, right? Ki yichra ishbor and ki yiftach ishbor. But that, like, is the most explicit, the idea that there are two avos and that there's different chalosim. And in terms of kalim, we'll have to see. But maybe even different mechayvim, why should it be that the kalim are only patur, kalim, which is known as, like, the ptur, you know, Adam and kalim. You know, the Ptura Bor, why would that be limited to... If it's just, oh, these are two chalosim, it's not just two quantities in the same chalos, right? Then there shouldn't be enough Gemino Legabe Kalim. So both the Mokar and the application in the Yerushalmi seem to point to not only two chalosim, but very possibly two Mechayvim. And frankly, you know, the fact that one is kiyichra and the other is kiyiftach may be important too. Right? Because kiyichra has a much stronger connotation about yitziras habor. Where, again, I'm not, the halacha, I'm certainly not going to be bound to this because I think most people don't think it's true. But for that view in the Rishalmi, if you wanted to go further with it, what you would say is kiyichra, the mechayiv is yitziras habor. And kiyiftach, the mechayiv is not being shomer the bor, and therefore being responsible, albeit b'shev al tasa, with all the kulas, for the nezek. Right? So then, the special chiddush of Ptur Adam and Ptur Kalim is limited to the, you know, to the singular bor, which is totally different from the others, and you even might explain it, and that is that a bor typically, in advance, doesn't constitute a peril, at least you don't think of it that way, you know, for Kalim, and maybe not even for Adam, for two different reasons, though, right? For Adam, because, you know, by liyune, the expectation of liyune, and for Kalim, because Kalim are the bearer bor is passive, and the Kalim are passive, you know. Okay, we all know that. You know, there's a possibility that people will bring Kalim in the bor. But the point is, so again, it's much harder to say, if you're talking about the Nezek and your responsibility, you know, and reconstruct, you know, this the critical moment is the Maisa Hezek, albeit B'Shev Altasa, but all those things. Now, what got damaged as a result of your negligence or your owner, or the pit that you either own or even though you don't own, but you legally are accountable for Shnei Dvarim Shenem Brishu. So the answer is an animal, and also the kalim that he was carrying. But if we're talking about Yetziras HaTakala, and everything is focused on the moment when you created it, so when you created it, what was it a peril to? What was it a threat to? What is a Takala of? Like, do we need to designate in advance? Yeah, very possibly, yes. It's not. It's never a peril to Kalim, even though there'll be Kalim, you know, that end up getting destroyed through it. But it imperils is mobile, you know, and more unselfconscious, I guess, mobile, you know, beings. So that'll even give you like a really terrific explanation. Might be a good explanation for Kalim in a bor mazik, according to the Bavli too, assuming that, you know, there might be two chalosim, but the mechayim is the same. I'm just saying, if you really want to go with it, you know, in a big way for that view of the Shalmi. I shall also add that if you look at the Yerushalmi, again, the Yerushalmi is quoted here by Bali Tosis in the end, and by the Rajba and others, so, you know, you can be exposed to it through there. Right? The Yerushalmi quote is quoted here. Yerushalmi darish davel in the mikhtav ki yiftach ish ki yichra ish bor lama tziv bor bor lama tziv bor bor elachad bor lemisa vachad bor lenizak mekamak alom ma'atin al adam minizak and dikro etc. He doesn't mention the kalim issue, the difference, which is in Yerushalmi, which the Rajma does mention, and they also don't mention that there's another view in the Yerushalmi. This is the Yerushalmi in Parakei. What's the other view? Anybody see it? Somebody showed him to quote it.
Rabbi
Yitzchak, yeah.
Sounds like Rashi.
What do you mean, like Rashi?
They're both Misa and Ezekiel from Etz in the same word, and the two bores, Gufa,
yeah,
teach us that.
Echad bor shel Misa, but the language is even stronger, right? Echad bor shel Misa, echad bor shel, echad shel Nizakim, shnehem mimikra echad nisrabu. So actually, you have in the Yerushalmi maybe two real extremes. And by the way, the statement of the Yerushalmi, Mimikra Echad Nisrabu, you know, it's not only the fact, I mean, it's not Shnei Tzukim or whatever, and that also sounds different, but it reminds us a lot of, I mean, of the discussion of
Shein
Verego. Right? How significant is it if it's Mimikra Echad Nisrabu? But especially when you contrast it. Meaning, it's one mechayev, and just a question of, you know, the shiurim involved. That's all. Onus or you know, roi, you know, or things like that. Doesn't have to be, because we know that Shein V'Regel could be derived from one word or one pasuk, and there could still be two mechayvim, right? But mostly the bigger, you know, the more predominant view in the Rishonim was that if it's learned out from one pasuk, especially if it's learned out from one word, then it might be one theme. So there is two views, you know, in the Rishonim. It's interesting. Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz here, Al-Atar, really likes the Rishonim even for the Bavli. You have the line, anybody? And Shlomo Gubetz quotes it, but it's also, they have it in the ones in the back of the Gemara, they have it also. He doesn't like what Rashi and Tosas suggest about the Makar for Nezek. Anybody have it? Alex, you have it? What's his question before that? Well, what doesn't he like?
About Zahav Misa Zahav.
Yeah.
So he says, I mean, he has a couple questions, but Hechuk Siv Bekra and Nezikin Nebor.
Where's Nezikin? It should be a Tolda. Right? And he dismisses what Tosa says. Go ahead.
Just skip to his answer?
Yeah.
So he has his own diuk to explain why
Adam is only excluded from a killer boar and not from a mazik boar. Then he's troubled by the Rishalmi's Kalim comment and tries to neutralize that too. Go ahead. No?
He skips the... So Rishalmi Amrinan, Kshu Ba Lebor Misa... Atamar Patar, Ukshu Bala Bor.
Bakalim.
Bakalim. Ukshu Bala Bor shall Nizike Atamar Chival Kalim. Umizehu Choligala Shas Shalanu. Tishas Shalanu Mashma de Bor Tisha Patar Mikalim. Dumber Lukam and Parakamaniach, Gabi Abno Skinamaso, Kulamani Kori Bahan Shavalo Adam, Kamar Velo Kalim. Bahani Mililinian Misa, Avalin Nizikin Adam Chai of Kalim Turim.
Meaning he's troubled since he likes the Mokar, the Yerushalmi, right? Even for the Bavli. So how come, but the Bavli clearly doesn't agree with the Yerushalmi on the distinction between Kalim and, but the way he resolves it, which is the view of other Rishonim, too, is fascinating. Go ahead. What does he say?
Al-Mavno Delohavi Al-Bor Pachos Miasara. The ain book de la Hans Phil Hachi Potter Mikalim, the Philu Rab Lupalgali Shmuel, Elamishum de la Afkare, Aval Afkare, Philu Rab Mode, the Havi Bor, Potter Mikalim, the Kaima Kadapirish, the Kundras, Lakam on the Kalim Ezekah and Zohimisa, son of the Hilkach, Gam Borshal Nizikin, Gabi Kalim, Hoshid Borshal Misa.
He quotes the Rashi later on, which we'll discuss when we talk about Potter Kalim more, namely, that really, the Yerushalmi is totally right. It's just not right. Right? Meaning, technically, it's not right, but fundamentally, it's right. Kalim are patur only in a shor shal katala. Right? But every boar, legabe kalim, right, is a boar shal katala. Because in the case of kalim, hezekan zui misasa. He's quoting from Rashi. So this is his, he's saying, in a real sense, that doesn't work with what I was saying before, obviously. Okay. Anyway, so what? So far we have, the Rishalmi. I think the Rishalmi may be even going in the most extreme, not just two avos. Again, Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz likes it, but I'm taking it even further. Maybe ki yichra, ki yiftach themselves imply different mechayvim, not just two boars. Again, the kelim and adam, I think, reinforce that in the way that I was explaining it before. And again, ki yichra, yitzira sabor, ki yiftach, lack of shmira sabor, possibly. According, again, in the Bavli, they don't necessarily go that far. The question is, everything is the typical nezek, or everything is yitzira sabor, bein ba'adam, bein b'mazik. That's what's not clear. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz likes the Yerushalmi, but wants to solve the kelim problem. Okay, good. Then you have the other view in the Yerushalmi, which sounds like it's mipasuk echad even, as the opposite mashma'ut, you could say. Okay, what about Rashi? What about Rashi? No? Ari? Two days in Rashi. What are the 2 days in Rashi? 2 days in Rashi are significant probably for two different reasons, although you have to read them a couple of times. Yeah, you could. So what do you make of the 2 days of Rashi?
He has two different explanations for why you'd be putter for a shore that's mace in a board test.
Number one, there are two different explanations for a shore that's mace in a board test. Excellent. What are the two explanations?
One being that the board was a Nisa board, Nizikin board as opposed to a Nisa board. Another one being that it wasn't the shore wasn't mace machmasa board.
Ah. One, so the second, what do you make of those two? How would you characterize them?
The first one sounds like it's a lot more about the creation of the boar.
The first one is much more formal. It's what, you know, we anticipate. The previous Rashi actually says what? The previous Rashi? Ah. So Dark Alahazik is something that we are looking at in advance, right? So does he mean it's shelo kederech? It's like a p'tur onus, or does he mean that maybe even more than that? It's lacking in the mechayev of the boar, but then you have to explain what that means by that. As opposed to the second view in Rashi, which is
It wasn't because of the boar itself that.
Right, you know, we don't need to do an autopsy here, because the boar doesn't have the ability to be mamis. And it's not just like a round, you know, figure, like, you know, it's not just a general assessment. A boar asarek is not a killer boar. And therefore, if the animal died, it's clear that there was some other factor. So what do you think? Is that mechudash or not? I mean, it is mechudash, and it's not mechudash at the same time, I would say. That second view of Rashi, what do I mean?
I mean, I guess it makes sense in the sense that
I mean, the first view, say it this way, the first view is certainly mechudash. Because in the end of the day, it sounds like Rashi's saying that the animal died because it fell in the boar. We just don't care because it's not darko or it's not a killer boar. So it doesn't matter that it died because it fell in the boar. Right? So that's very mechudash. Okay, so that, I think, we'll just take that one at a time, that works much better with the view that we're not trying to lay blame or reconstruct or connect the dots, you know, between the bilim and the boar and the nezek, because there's no question what happened here, right? What we're saying is the ikar moment of the mechayiv is the moment of kafiras abor yitziras amazik. Then we didn't consider there wasn't a neon, you know, invisible light saying killer boar, hazard, mortality hazard, right? So even if lemaisa, that's what happened, right? That you don't have the means to be mechayiv you for yitziras a takala because it's not that kind of a takala. Alpi did. Now we don't know, and let's say the actuarial, evidence turned up, and it turns out that that's because it only happens 20% of the time, that would all be curious, but it doesn't really matter to us in the end of the day, right? We'll see with the Rajbah an even sharper formulation of that, maybe for the Rambam as well, but in the end of the day, it's a formality, correct? Whereas the second view of Rashi, on the one hand, is much easier to swallow because Rashi is basically saying that this isn't what it looks like. Right, we don't need the autopsy because the boar didn't kill him. But it's still mechudash, I think. Why?
Because it almost ignores the possibility of the disease where the animal does die in
the the animal didn't just have a heart attack because he walked in the boar and he panicked. It wasn't an anxiety thing. I mean, clearly, there's some correlation here. So there's an interesting question to ask in general, and that is, when some takala occurs, but there isn't kedei, let's say, lahazik or kedei, lahamis, but alone, right? But it was kirev misaso or was a contributing factor. When do we care and when don't we care? Right? Clearly, we don't always measure whether something has kedei lahamis. Often, in many halachos, it's enough to say that this was mamis. I would say in this case, the boar was, not maybe exclusively mamis. I mean, there are different ways to look at it. It's hard to know, right? I can say, oh no, the boar was mazik, and the animal died. That would happen? What?
The
boar was mazik and the animal died, or the boar contributed to the misa, just wasn't the exclusive cause of the misa. It's a fine line, right? So, for example, in the world of being chayiv for retzach, right, the idea of kedei misasa was a big issue, right? And then there's a question, what about galus? What about, misa b'nezid? Right? When do we care about exclusively being responsible? And when do we care about, contributing? It wouldn't have happened absent this factor. But there can be different scenarios. It's very hard to know, how to, you can say this in very different extreme ways. So that's what I'm saying. Is it one way to say is that Rashi means just the Metzius then is more, it's a little less credible, I guess, or it's more tamua. No, the boar was mazik, and the animal died. If that's what Rashi's saying, because there's no kedei lahamis, so then the facts are. But if you accept those facts, or that Hagdara, then there's nothing more mechudash about it. Okay? If we say the boar was mamis, even though it's not a boar which had kedei lahamis, right? Or at least that the boar contributed to the misa, not that the boar only did nezek and it died the rest on its own. Like, it's not a telzer chakira. I mean, these are really different ways to look at it. Then we're saying something about, we're still saying something about the mechayiv in this particular case. So when it comes to misa, I'll talk about misas adam very quickly when we finish this, but when it comes to misas adam, to say that rotzeach requires kedei lahamis, completely, meaning that causing his death may not be enough, there has to be a misa ritzicha, is much more compelling than saying it about an animal. Just like I was playing around before, you could say, oh, any nezek, is the death of a limb or the death of a And you could also could have said that any death of an animal is like just a bigger financial loss. It's super mazik. Like every mazik is mini death, or every death is... I would more likely have thought, when it comes to animals, you know, that every death is a super mazik. When it comes to adam, obviously the difference between misa and nezek is qualitative. And when it comes to being mechayev and adam, right, it probably is not enough to contribute to, unless that's a different mechayevim. Contributing to somebody's death in one sense is like a worse thing, you know, than in another context. But as an act of retzach, if you want to make him chayv mishum rotzeach, you know, maybe it has to be exclusively connect. Everybody, you're with me? Okay. So what Rashi says here is quite interesting. But either way, these two views of Rashi seem to correspond with what we're talking about. Because if you say, you know, the first view, that is a formal din. We're not denying that, never mind, that the bor was not in mamis. The bor was mamis. The bor was responsible for the katala. Right? So why do we care about the rest? Okay. The other point in Rashi, though, is a more subtle point, is what about the psukim? How does the psukim go according to Rashi in the first day and the second day, and whether is it consistent or not?
The first day, I think it's like a diuk from the fact that the pasuk starts on Misa, so that we could think like about the zikim.
Rashi's basically equally troubled in the first view for finding the av of nezikin as well as the av of Misa. And Rashi says you can be medayik from the emphasis of the pasuk of Misa, that the pasuk itself must be referring, if least implicitly, if not explicitly, to an av of nezikin as well. Whereas the second view of Rashi, whatever works. So to me, there's a double argument in Rashi, albeit a subtle one. The first one is saying there really are two psukim, although one explicit and the other implicit, and therefore two avos. And that's the same day that says, and by the way, even though a bor hamazik can be mamis, right? It's still not going to be chai if it's not a bor katala, right? And the second view, it says, no, the two, what we mean by two avos, you know, is that, you know, there's one chalos bor, you know, but you have to know what it's really accomplishing. You know, is it mamis or is it mazik? And the reason you're pater mimisa is because it wasn't mamis. It was mazik. Right. I'm just still raising the question, you know, what do we mean by that? Is that because misas behema, you know, is a chalos also in some sense? I don't mean in the bor sense now, but in the... Okay, as we discussed. Okay. So it's interesting. Tosa Rush criticizes Rashi. It's also quoted in the Sheet of Gubat says. Ezra, you saw it? No? Michael? Nathan?
Okay,
he said Rashi in First Deya also admits that the Pasuk is more explicit about the... about the Abla Misa than he is about the Abla Nezikin. Yeah? Do you have language? Again, just to highlight what I think is really going on in Rashi,
yeah,
based on this. So I think that's a good line, meaning, so first I think, number one, to be fair to Rashi will tell you that, again, what bothers Dosa Rush? In general, like, what's an Av and a Tolda? I mean, Svara, they're the same anyway. You know, that one's in the Pasuk and the other's not. So here also, one is explicit in the Pasuk, the other is not. I think Rashi will answer and will say, typically that's the case, but here the Pasuk itself implicitly refers to there being a separate bor lamat. And that's normally when we say the tolda comes out of the svara, right? It's not implicit in the pasuk either. It's just you have the paradigm case, right? And then you look to the tachlis, and you have the tolda. But what's happening here is that the pasuk itself is implying that there's more than one av. So even though it isn't explicit, it's still implication. So number one, that's an important difference, just technically. But I think it's more than that. I think the idea is that the first day of Rashi thinks that the two avos are different chaloses. I'm not saying different mechayim. I was suggesting that maybe for, you know, for the Yerushalmi. But maybe for Rashi too, hard to know. But it's enough to say different chaloses, meaning these are two different bores. Right? So the point is they want to, you know, the biggest takala is a killer bore. And a nezek is a different takala, right? But and it's a lesser takala. I think that's true, right? That's what makes it separate, but it's still an av. Had it been a svara tolda, right, we wouldn't be saying that it was a different chalos at all. I mean, the point of Rashi is that the pasuk is hinting that there are two avos. A, it's still different than other avos and toldos, and the bigger point I'm trying to make is that Rashi has an agenda here, a good agenda. Rashi thinks that the pasuk is written in an ingenious way to give zchut b'chorat to the av hamisa, and still to imply that there's another av, that there's another category which makes it an av, albeit, of course, what would make it a separate category as an av, if not for the fact that it's less acute as a takal. Right? Okay. So that's, I think, is going on with Rashi. Okay. Regarding Kedei Lahamis, let's talk about that for a second. Then Tosis has a suggestion. Tosis is bothered by Rashi later on. I'll try to finish up in a minute. What is Tosis bothered by? Elimelech? Tosis starts off. Tosis says, I don't understand. What do you mean that Pasuk doesn't speak about either Bor Mazik or Bor Misa? According to Rashi later on, and Daf Nun, Elimelech, it speaks about Bar Misa, right? Why? How? What? No. And Daf Nun. Which tells us? That one here on Gimel and Aleph. Right at the beginning. Yeah. That's a question. What do you mean there's no bor asara in the pasuk? The word bor means bor asara. Now that's what Rashi says later on. That's a fair point. So that's of course fascinating. Again, if the word bor automatically means bor asara, even if there's a remez for something less, it sounds like there's a chalos of bor asara, right? And Tosis doesn't like it. Okay, the od kasha and so on. So Tosis, yeah, go ahead. Right. These are some things that bother Tosra bit of parents. Okay, Nira, or Kork Nira, whatever. Oh, so I want to zero in on that for a minute. That, of course, is exactly the opposite of Rashi number two. Of course, of Rashi number one also. Meaning, when it comes to Misas Behema, as long as the boar contributes, as long as the animal dies in the boar, would that be enough even if it's not Bokadei Lahamis? Certainly if you think Misa is just a form of Nezek, more Nezek, right? But even if, I mean, this is the result of what happened. Does it have to be that formally, that's the exclusive source? Yeah?
In Rashi's second Lashon, it's formulated more as if, you know...
It didn't contribute.
Right, it's not...
Or it didn't contribute exclusively.
By definition, it couldn't have contributed. The fact that it was less than 10 means that...
It didn't contribute exclusively. Again, that's what I was asking before. It didn't contribute exclusively, and that's Koveya, or it didn't contribute at all. And the rest of it is just a mystery. Divine will. But either way, it doesn't matter. I mean, Tosas here is suggesting it's a Havamina. But Tosas is suggesting that the Havamina was that Kol Dekotel Afilu Ein Bo Kedei Lahamis would be Chayev. That's the opposite. Keep going. V'ik Siv Bor, also, Havamina Davka Bor, V'lo Shiachum Ba'ara, V'gzeres HaKosavu. Right? So it's fascinating. You have two opposite views in Tosas. One is that we don't care about Kedei Lahamis at all. And the other is that even if you have a killer, the means for a killer boar, if it's not a boar, but it's a Shiach Ma'ara, Gzeres HaKosavi. Why? Meaning, you could be chayiv for Misa Sabor when you aren't responsible fully. Right? And you can be potter for Misa Sabor even when there is Kedei Lahamis. How could that be? So again, the Lav Kedei Lahamis, it goes to what I said before. It's hard to assess that. Because maybe that only means that you don't need the boar to be exclusively responsible. Right? Maybe it can be contributorily responsible. Is that special for boar, or is that true for other Nezikin too? Hard to assess that. But the idea that the Havamina would be that it's Xeris HaKosav, Dafka Bor, nothing else, even though Yesh Kedei Lahamis, that could only be the Chiddush of Bor, and for some reason the Shem Takala, meaning you created a Ma'ara, you created a Shiach, that's not by definition a Takala. That has other usage or other significance, or the dimensions are such that doesn't have only a shame takal. Oh. Now we don't pask in that way. Umasik, so zeav lemitzvah zeav lemezikin, pirish kivin debor yud loksid behedja ela mafkina misvara. So what does Tosfos end up with? Like the second day of Rashi, that there's no two chalos shame bors. Right? Everything's misvara. There's no bor. You don't have two psukim about bor. You don't have one explicit and one implicit, like the first day of Rashi. Everything is misvara. That would be the second view of Tosfos. But along the way, we have some very interesting perspectives. Okay, Talmid Rabbeinu Tam also say that even if you know bibirur dimine didei meis, that's a stronger language. That's like the first language of Rashi. We'll stop a little minute. Everybody have that language? Anybody? Go ahead.
There's a
cost to the potter, they know high of the Shesh of the Lamas. Oh, the Haino Yud. Right? So again, that is a very strong language. The question is, what do we mean by it? I think what we mean is that there's something called a shame bor. So let's say you had the following. Right? Let's say you had a very shallow pit. Stop a minute. A very shallow pit, and the animal fell in, and his injuries were way more severe than should have been according to the normal estimation, you know, of that level of fall and that kind of an animal. Do we care? Meaning, is the difference between Misa and Nezek only because Misa is so definitive and it's such a high threshold? It's all practical, technical, But Nezek, those, like, you know, anything can happen. Some people bruise easily, some people whatever. Or is the difference in terms of more formally what's mechayiv you for a misa and nezek? Right? And nezek, it's whatever the result is, even if you aren't the sole contributor, right? Misa, you know, really always requires kedei lahamis. Or is it that they're dealing with different mechayivim? Meaning that a bor shel, let's assume for the moment, even a bor shel nezek, if I could get a good, you know, veterinary team to, you know, to drop the, you know, the guidelines, so like, you know, in a 3 tefach bor, the most you can get is da 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 da, right? You can't get, you know, a severe, you know, real whatever injury. And if you do, so obviously there, you know, either the Rabbona Sholem wants it that way, Hashkach on the animals, or the animal was sick to begin with. But let's say in Misa we care, and in Ezekiel we don't care. So if that isn't just the difference between either practically the range or, you know, whatever, the ultimate versus the, you know, Nezek. So what we might say is that when it comes to Bor Shel Misa, the anticipation and the impact of the Bor, the Takala, and the designation of the Takala, just far more important than it is in the Zika. Okay, so this brings us to the question of Iganderi. So what is that question again? Ari? And then we'll stop here. Just we'll pick up with this tomorrow, try to finish up the other Naf community as well. The Gemara in Daf Nun Aleph. In what happens if you have an animal and he saw the Gemara or not?
I didn't see it
yet. Okay, so make sure by tomorrow that you... Yoni? Don't saw it? I thought we already mentioned it. See?
It's like the animal rolls into the pit or something.
The what?
The animal rolls into the pit.
Yeah, the animal that rolls into the pit. Is the case of the Mishnah on Nun Amud Beis that we already read, that Mishnah, is that only a case where the animal rolls into the pit? Or even in a case where a typical animal is walking in the and falls into the pit? Okay, so we'll pick up with it tomorrow. So the Rishonim and the Rajba and so on, the other Rishonim to look at. We're going to talk about that and the question of being mashlin, one pit to another, right? Going from ches to test, test to yud to yud aleph, yud to chaf. Does any of that matter? The Rishonim there, right? I want to talk a little about Tzvi Nachovel. I want to talk about the Rambams. Okay, I want to try to finish up, though, this tomorrow so we can move on. Okay.